From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
These days, if you want to have a few laughs, go stand in front of any shelf at your favorite wine retail location. You'll find lots of cute material there, but will likely learn very little about what's inside those bottles. More after this. I want to tell you about a 4-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com. There are a whole bunch of very clever marketing people out there coming up with cute names and label designs for the wine we purchase. The problem is, I'm not sure many of these folks are true wine aficionados. If they were, they'd be a lot more conscientious about making sure that what's on the label is a true reflection of what's inside. While a lot of what we call boutique wineries do strive to come up with names and a look for their wines that reflect their unique personality, the lion's share of cute is coming from corporate America, and you'll find lots of so-so wine being sold under a variety of entertaining names that suggest the wine was the product of a mom-and-pop operation. In reality, much of this clever, seemingly handcrafted wine is actually mass-produced in tanks that could hold enough water to quench the thirst of a small city. And the wine itself is about as exciting as eating the cork. If you ask me, a marketing genius who uses clever packaging to misrepresent a wine should have to drink it for a year in lieu of anything else. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.